This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Those with farm interests are in for a long fight against the EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule that producers consider a massive land taking by the federal government. Two must-pass bills may hold the greatest chance for stopping the EPA. First, on a must-pass stopgap bill to keep the government funded, and if that doesn't work, there's a kitchen sink budget bill. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley.
I would say that it's more obvious if you had an omnibus bill, and I think an omnibus bill could be put over until December or over until the following March. Kind of depends on how the election's going to go, but you're more apt to have riders on an omnibus than you would on a continuing resolution. But I think that if this Waters of the U.S. rule were going to be moved forward, I don't think it's going to happen yet this year.
EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy tried again last week to defend the agency's bid to claim new control of land features, dry or wet, that can fill with rainwater. Grassley says the bid to convince producers they have nothing to fear fell flat.
Administrator McCarthy's attempt last week to make the hard sell for agencies new Waters of the United States rule went over in the ag community like a lead balloon.
Again, that was Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley. For a look at how the livestock markets are doing this week, I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions.
Well, as we look at livestock, we're trying to stop the bleeding from last week. We saw the August live cattle futures contract do a 50% retracement of its most recent rally on the board, and that's an area of chart support, and it bounced off of it within a penny or two of that support and is now consolidating just above it, waiting for the cash market to determine whether we're going to be able to go lower or whether we're going to find some strength. The cash market in the plains has supported around the 152 level, which would be several dollars below where we were last week. Bottom line, though, comes down to product prices, and product prices continue to trade very near record high levels. Demand has amazed the industry, exceeded any industry expectations thus far. If that demand continues to hold, then I think we'll see the cash market start to come back. And with the packer margins being positive, and the futures will have to respond. But if futures traders are right and the demand starts to back off finally, then I think we'll see some more downside, particularly in the cash market. With the very cool weather we're having, that's encouraging a lot of barbecuing, and so demand for product may surprise the industry once again.
So for now, we should be thankful that the American public seems to be willing to dish out a bit more money to enjoy their meats.
After a very cold spring, the public seems to be in the mood for barbecuing, and that's helping us recover. But the other side of the equation is export demand has been very good. This year's exports to date are second only on record to last year. So good, strong export demand, even at current price levels, along with better-than-expected domestic demand. Last week's kill for the cattle was down 9.5% from a year ago, and that's at a time when pork slaughter is down more than 4% as well. So red meat supplies are tight. That has prices up, but the consumer seems willing to continue to pay at these price levels.
Now, what is driving the demand for exports of American meat products?
It seems to be a growth in demand, a desire to eat meat in emerging economies. We point a lot to China, but it's over much of East Asia, really, that we see that demand for meat and increasing meat in the diet and a hunger for meat. And while the world economy isn't good, it's good enough to support that demand, apparently, at this point, at these price levels.
Well, hopefully, by this time next year, we can say that we have more than enough meat to meet the demand of everyone who is asking for it.
Well, it's going to take a while to rebuild the cow herd, but the pork industry would certainly like to be able to get rid of the PED virus so we can respond and expand to fill that niche and grab a hold of that market share. Unfortunately, the PED virus hasn't allowed it to do it either. Hearing some farms now encountering their third encounter with the PED virus. So it's going to apparently be with us for a while.
And in my opinion, it's amazing that those farms have survived for a third encounter with PEDV instead of going out of business after the first or second bout with it.
It really is, particularly considering that the livestock industry doesn't have the protections that the grain industry has largely enjoyed from a risk management standpoint. And so got hats off to the livestock industry for what they've done to survive.
Yes, very true. Insurance for livestock is definitely not anything like insurance for having your crops.
Absolutely. And so it's been a hard time for them. Fortunately, for those who are able to avoid the disease problems at this point, it's been quite profitable, but they have to be sleeping very nervous at night, as volatile as this disease is.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. For those who want cleaner burning fuel for their vehicles, they have quite a few options nowadays. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about one of those options, natural gas. He said while some think that this is a passing fad, he disagrees.
I don't think natural gas is a passing thing. I think long term it is an option, and it's going to become a big option because of the fact that, number one, we have a tremendous amount of natural gas out there. I mean, we're flaring off natural gas up in the Dakotas because they don't have a way to transport it. I think everyone wants to see natural gas be used in terms of as an alternative to gasoline, a refined product. There are trucks out there that run on CNG, LNG. It's in its infancy. I mean, it's been around for a couple of years. I mean, the problem has been, number one, we don't have the fueling infrastructure. We got the technology. The technology is there. The big thing is that natural gas has lower BTU than a refined product like gasoline. So your capacity and your range is less. I mean, you can, depending on how you set up the trucks, you can be a 300-mile radius, and you can if you've got a refueling station 300 miles away, you can refuel on CNG, LNG. The capacity, the infrastructure, the refueling capacity is not there right now. We do see Williams Pipeline especially is developing natural gas refueling depots in strategic locations on the interstate system. They have met, they've got their basic infrastructure in right now. Now the next step is, of course, is that to get interest on the secondary level. And that is, that's a challenge right now. And, but it's not a, it's nothing that's going to go away because natural gas is cleaner burning. Number two, in the long run, it's cheaper. It can be cheaper, I should say. And those who are using LNG, CNG now in their vehicles have found it to be less damaging to the engine. So all these are playing a part. Yeah, I think it's going to be around for a while. It's just it's like anything else. It's in its infancy, and it's going to grow. We have a demonstration on July 31st. We do this every year, a demonstration we do up in Joliet. There is a facility, it's basically the Autobahn, which is a private raceway just outside it's right near the Joliet Speedway. But it's basically a demonstration of alternative fuel vehicles, and it includes Class 8 semi-trucks, it includes delivery trucks. I mean, we've got everything there. I mean, we'll have cement trucks. One of the Chicago area's largest ready-mix companies, Ozinga Ready-Mix, is converting a big part of their fleet into CNG. Their trucks, and these are, you know, big cement trucks that are running natural gas. We've got Class 8 semis that are pulling, you know, full-size loads. Foodliner out of Dubuque, Iowa, is running natural gas powered vehicles. They use these demonstration vehicles they use, and they run them from Dubuque, I think, over to Chicago every day, you know, loaded with, you know, food products, grain and that for processing and that kind of thing. Freightliner out of in their South Carolina plant is building CNG, LNG-powered vehicles and using them, they're taking these trucks around the country and demonstrating them. We have them at our truck show every year. Just to demonstrate the fact is that there are alternative fuel vehicles out there. Some are not practical for certain situations, but, they're growing. So I think it's going to be there for a long time because we have ample supplies of natural gas in this country. And people find it very intriguing. The fact is that if that fuel is available, that maybe they'll give it a try. Because, the thing about it is that, we don't know about biodiesel. We don't know how long the tax credits are going to last. If they, and that all plays into it, too. And so some people say, I'd like to run on a, 85% biofuel mix. Other people say, let's look at all the other alternatives out there, too. So that's where we're at with that. I mean, it's one of the many players out there.
Right, right. And natural gas does have its own issues that are floating around with it, so it may not be the save-all answer that everyone's looking for, but it certainly is one of the major players that you think is going to be around for a long time.
And I think like anything else, pressing technology, and I think about any fuel out there. I mean, you work on the technology, and sooner or later, it takes time, but sooner or later they come up with a way to perfect technology, then it's going to be accepted. I mean, it's like any other fuel out there. And it takes time, and it takes a lot of research, and it takes a lot of on-the-road testing before it becomes practical.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.